Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
A couple of topics this morning. Our main guest this morning, Dr. David Sam with Germana Community College, is here, and we're going to talk to him about a lot of the things going on at Germana. But first few minutes this morning, wanted to let you know about a lapathon that's taking place on Saturday, tomorrow, at JM. It is to raise money for the Fairy Godmother Project. And Leslie and John Leahy are here, along with Coach Daryl Dyson, with the coach of the JM track and field team. Good morning, and welcome to all three of you.
Good morning.
Talk to me, Leslie. Let me first of all talk to you. This is all being done in honor of your daughter, Kaylee, who we met just about a year ago here. And this is to help the Fairy Godmother Project, that I know really helped and was a big help to your family.
And they still are a help, because they've extended their program to bereavement, to after one of their after the pediatric cancer patient has died. So we call ourselves the guinea pigs now, but it has been amazing. Yesterday I was mowing my grass. I think it's like the first time I've cut my grass in a couple years.
Yeah.
It's very humbling. So it started making me think about all the wonderful things that I didn't mind not doing, and having more time with Kaylee.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was those kind of things, John, that the Fairy Godmother Project, all the things that you were able to spend more time with Kaylee because of what they provided.
Yeah, it was incredible to be able to, you know, have the peace of mind knowing that chores around the house were being taken care of because the Fairy Godmother Project had volunteers or people lined up to take care of things. And that gave us, you know, really precious moments with our daughters. So, you know, just an incredible organization, provided so much value and benefit to us.
Well, Kaylee was here. I'll never forget the day, September 1st. She came in, and Andy McConnell brought her in. And I didn't even know she was coming until that morning. And she had such an impact on all of us here and on this community. And I guess I'm sure you've heard, continue to hear, you probably still hear stories of people coming up to you and talking about what Kaylee meant.
Oh, yes. It's almost daily. And what is pretty spectacular is not just Fairy Godmother, is the community. And hats off to our city schools. JM has been unbelievable. This actually helps us in the grieving process. This helps us remember her more vividly, which is her Achilles words. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to forget her. We just want to every day live our new lives with her not present, but
you know, she left an incredible legacy of caring and loving and wanting to, you know, make the world a better place. And, you know, we feel like this is an opportunity tomorrow to carry on that legacy. And, you know, Fairy Godmother Project really kind of is the embodiment of that kind of ethos of, you know, caring and loving and making people who are in a tough situation have something that they can fall back on and make the most out of every hour of every day.
Coach Dyson, talk about what's going to happen tomorrow, this lapathon, because your team and even some other teams can be involved, but the community can get involved in this.
Yes, sir. The lapathon was set up. It was created back when we were doing indoor track. I took it to the team. Our captains and our seniors stepped forward and said this is something they really wanted to do. Many of them knew Kaylee. They were in high school with them. One of our captains, Cleo Morris, is responsible for the flyers and the name. So working together as a team, we came up with the concept with the donations to go back to the Fairy Godmother Fund. I'm a former Marine. One of the things they teach you is about family. You got to be close. So we changed what we did this year, and we became a family. Everything that we do is a family concept. One of the things I wanted to teach that I learned as a child is, as a family, you have to give back. And it starts in your community. And this is how we want it to start. So tomorrow is our first step. The kids have pledge sheets. They've been going out getting pledges per the laps. If you don't have a pledge sheet and you still want to come out, you can. You'll be checked in, given a number. You can donate there. or you can go on our GoFundMe account and donate at GoFundMe. If you can't, it's GoFundMe/24NU. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. NURTH4.
FH4.
So you can't see. FH4.
I brought my glasses.
And that's our GoFundMe. We also have a Facebook account. Got one. The Facebook account has all the information on it as well.
Okay.
And that is JM Track and Field Lapathon.
JM Track and Field Lapathon will get you
all
there.
One
good
word.
Okay.
Yep.
That's an easy way to find out about all this. But and I guess, Coach, that a lot of the people on the team would have known Kaylee or can
yes.
remember her, and that makes this even that much more special.
Two things making it special for the team and the fact that they knew her is the date. This date was picked several months ago. The team, after the concept of family came around, we looked at the calendar, and most people missed it, but this is the day before Mother's Day, and this was an intentional date. So very intentional on the date.
Well, this is that's why when I found out about this week, I thought we ought to just spend a few minutes to talk about this and let people know. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow at the JM track, if you want to just slide on by there and get involved in this or do things online. John and Liz, I can't imagine, you know, just all the emotions that you go through, but I guess having things like this and having people want to continue to remember Kaylee and to talk about her and to give them your stories, got to help.
Yeah, it's the whole grieving process is a tough thing to go through. But you know, one thing that always helps me is remembering Kaylee and seeing having people approach me and share a story about Kaylee, and then when an event like this comes along where we know it's doing something good that Kaylee would really value, really appreciate, it's overwhelming. It's really great.
Yes, and also Kaylee's brother is a senior at JM, and all these kids know him. This has been a really tough time for him as well. So it helps our whole family, and we're just so thankful for our community, our JM, our fairy godmother, our everybody. Our radio station, you've been so good to us.
It's been an honor to get to know, and just a privilege to get to know your family. Again, it's tomorrow at the JM track from 10 to 2. It's a lapathon. It's in honor of Kaylee, and the money raised going to the Fairy Godmother Project. Coach, I hope you can raise some significant money here.
Yes, sir. We've talked to a few of the athletes last night. One of the assistant coaches, as she calls herself, my 5-year-old granddaughter, will be walking as well, and she is working. But between about three of our athletes, I just informed them this morning, we're looking at right now we're sitting about $2,500, and we're looking for that to grow. Our original goal was to raise $5,000 total, and we're hoping we can still do it in the next few days.
Good. So get involved. Go to JM Track and Field Lapathon on Facebook. That'll give you all the information, or just go on by the JM track tomorrow from 10 to 2. John and Leslie, great as always to see
you
and stay in touch with us. And as these kind of things come on, keep us up to date, because we all are thinking of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ted.
Coach
thank
Dyson, you, sir.
Good to meet you, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you, sir.
JM Track and Field Lapathon is the Facebook page to go and look to, or just go to the JM track tomorrow between 10 and 2. It's honoring Kaylee Leahy, the Lapathon, the money going to the Fairy Godmother Project.